Good morning. 8:36 a.m. on Monday. Monday the 2th. May the 2nd. The 2th of May 2016. A Monday, not a tooth day. Oh, yeah. So, it stopped snowing. It stopped raining. Everything is going woohoo. All the grass, all the trees, all the plants, all the bushes. Those that weren't killed by the cold. The local plant establishments that had huge displays of tomatoes and the like are mostly sad today. A lot of the tomatoes have got frostbite, so they're pretty much toasted. Now, some of the plants are okay, but what a mess. What a mess. It's frosty this morning. It was 30-something when I got up. The roofs, where there's still shade, because the sun's not up all the way yet, have crusts of frost on them. There's frosty spots in the grasses where they got chilled by the snow, which actually did build up in some places. It was hysterical. It was demoralizing. But the sun came up today. Well, the sun came up every day. It's just we didn't see it. It was behind the clouds. And so I got the kid off to school and came home. And before I do anything else, I came for my walk. Because I need my walk. So Milk runs at 20,000 words as of last night. That's before I take the story from Exile and put it at the beginning. So that'll be a nice infusion of word count. A nice opener for the story. Those of you who've read the first 7,000 words will probably want to skip through to like chapter 3 or something, but not everybody has read Exile, so there. It turns out that Facebook has changed their terms of service, and you're not allowed to put promotional items on your page unless you're a verified page by Facebook. And since I didn't really use my pages at all, I'm in the process of removing all of the pages. Not my profile, not my groups, but my pages. I've taken some of them down already. I'll take more of them down in a month. I want to give people a chance to find that there is actually a Facebook group. And the rules for groups have not changed, just the rules for pages. My pages have been not worth the effort. For a long time. In part because the messages on pages don't get sent out to the people who follow the pages unless you pay for the boost to advertise it. And the more you pay, the more of the people who like your page actually see your messages. So from the perspective of making information available to fans, the pages for Lemus Wood, Solar Clipper, and me, I had one for QuarterShare as well, which is not, they've never really been worth it in terms of putting information up. It's much better for me to just put it on my profile. and to talk to the group. The Facebook group, the Golden Age of Solar Cooper group, is really, really where my Facebook action is in terms of reaching fans. We're counting down on 800 people in that group, which is wonderful. It's a bit staggering. But yeah, that's becoming the thing. Also, I have like 20 people on that, was it Booksprouts app? I'm going to have to do something with that. I have to do some sort of, I'll put a new release notice up when Milk Run comes up. I'll put that on Booksprouts just to see if anybody bites there. The problem is that almost everybody on Booksprouts already has me on the Facebook group. And I think almost everybody here in the podcast world are also in the Facebook group. So, yeah, it's a thing. Anyway, what else? So, let's see. Later this week, Wednesday. Well, let me deal with today. Today is a mess. I've got to pick the kid up from school at 11 and take her over and get her lunch and then get her to the AP testing site by noon and then go back and get her at 3, and assuming that the AP testing is over by 3, which if I remember the AP test in years gone by, it's not actually a given. But then take her over to school. She wants to do a short rehearsal for the play. And then we can come home and I can fix supper. I'm going to try to find something to put in a crock pot or stew up this afternoon or something, just so that I don't have to have a major cooking fit at 4:45. And tomorrow is the gala, the Arts Magnet Gala. So she has to be there, but they're going to take her over to the Union Colony Civic Center. They're going to do the rehearsal. Then I have to pick her up from there and get her home, get her fed, and take her back in time for curtain call, because she's part of the gala. We will have to attend tomorrow evening. Let's see. Today's peer-reviewed, Samantha Dunaway Bryant reviews Liam Mack's Waiting for Paint to Dry. It looks like an interesting book. Wednesday's blog post for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers is In Defense of the Prologue. A week from Saturday, I go down to Golden to do a master class in science fiction. I should probably do a little bit of prep work for that. I need to have some material. It's only like 2 hours. I need to have some material in case nobody has any questions. I'm going to plan on maybe doing a little presentation in the beginning. Mostly, I don't have even a power. I don't even want to take a PowerPoint. I asked for a flip chart and markers so we can keep track of stuff as we go. But I want them to pay attention to the discussion, not to the PowerPoint. And so it's one of the things that bugs me about PowerPoint presentations. I'm going to have to do PowerPoint for the workshop because I need to take some images off Amazon and demonstrate. How to use the various tools to what they tell you and how you use them to increase your market, your audience. Blog post. Yeah, it's still cold enough. And I've got enough heat inside now that my breath is fogging slightly. Even though it's 40-some degrees, the sun is shining on me. When I step through a shady spot, I can see my breath. Part of it is because of the heat differential between my body, which has built up quite a nice amount of heat inside, and the air temperature, which is high 30s, low 40s. And colder. Quite a lot colder in the shade. Jeez, I can't believe it snowed for 4 days. 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was snowing yesterday afternoon. I couldn't believe it. Every once in a while we'd look out and think, oh, it stopped. And then we'd look again. It's like, no, it hasn't. There was a lot of rain. There was a lot of snow. There was a lot of water. So, I have to get home, I have to get some words done, I have to get a cup of coffee. I'm a little bit low this morning. I need to work on the paperbacks, because I need to get the paperbacks done by the end of the month. So I've got two paperbacks that I've got to get done. I've got to get this book out, though. If I can get the book drafted, get it out to betas, I can be working on paperbacks while the betas, you folks, are giving me my feedback. It's still going to be a while. If I could get into the 5K groove, it would be next week. And that's not out of the realm of possibility. I think I've got enough pieces moving now that I just need to try to settle in and focus for 2 or 3 hours at a time instead of an hour here, an hour there, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, 20 minutes in the evening. Focus is the problem. It always has been. So we've seen our first look inside Odin's outpost in the modern era. Natalia and Zoya have made it to Odin's outpost with their recent acquaintance, Inga, also known as Inky. And they've met up with Nancy Gaston, who is now Nancy Gunderson, and have made it into the inner sanctum of Odin's outpost. And they had to deliver a chip, a data chip, needed to be hand-delivered to Gunderson. And so they're just about to deliver the chip, and they've met Bjorn, who's also known as Odin. And there's a lot of pieces in play. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. I have no idea where any of it's going, which is good, because that means I can be surprised by it, as everyone else. I have some things that have to happen in the second act. We're pretty close. We need to be in the second act. But I'm not too proud to let the first act run a little bit long and truncate the second act a little bit. There's some setup that's happening. I'm not sure I really understand what the setup is yet. But there's stuff that's happened that I'm going, okay, well, we'll write through this and see what happens. and maybe it'll go someplace, maybe it won't, but there's I know that there is something that has to happen back at Dark Knight Station, and there's something going on with Inga and her daughter Christiana with a K that we haven't really talked about yet. We haven't really All we know is that Inga hooked a ride to Odin's Outpost because she needed to see Bjorn about Christiana. I don't know what yet. My guess is Bjorn has given his approval for Christiana to do something that Inga's not too happy about. And what that might be, I don't know. And I'm having a little bit of trouble with the timeline because Bjorn at this point is really, really old. It's been 50 stanyers since Odin's Outpost was formed. Thirty stanyers, because it's 2363, and its Odin's Outpost was 20. That's right. So it'll be 30 years. So he's 30 years older. He's 80. Nancy's 80. Natalia's 26, 27. I don't know that I have her birthday nailed down. And Inga is the same age as Dimitri Ruggieri, who is Natalia's father. So Inga could be Bjorn's daughter. I know there was no reference to her 30 years ago. So maybe Bjorn is her uncle. I don't know. I have to go back through. I have to get some of you guys going back through to try to find this timeline to make it work for me. Here I am. I made it. Yeah, there's still frost on my grass here in the shade of this big tree. There's still frost on the roof of the house. It's warming up nicely, but it's no question that winter has left a little bit of a calling card. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.